I come to you this time peace and energy which all of you have brought into the room at this time. Much is being given to you this evening by those who come close to you. I hope, my dear friends, you are able to absorb that love which fills the room this time.
Yes,
I would ask you to feel that energy and love which is here. Can you all feel it?
Yes.
It is a little more stronger than normally would be here.
It's very peaceful. I felt it as soon as it began, and it felt very warm to me, and peaceful and gentle and warm.
Yes. You will all be absorbed into it, and help given to each one of you in a particular way that is needed by you individually.
Thank you.
As I come to you each time, I am always most interested to find each time how different your energies are, how your light changes each time we meet. And I would say to you this evening, you have surpassed all that has gone before. And as we speak of being absorbed by the love and the peace and the gentleness as the lady describes it, it brings us to what we discussed last time. And even the silence. Would anyone like to discuss it with me this time?
This is how we see ourselves as a affecting the world.
Yes.
as I see it, we affect the world to begin with in several physical ways, and the way we pass on knowledge, the way we interact with people, and the way we disport ourselves, set an example, and we react in various spiritual ways by connecting with the collective consciousness, by thinking our thoughts, by being a shining light to some degree. I see us as affecting the world in those several ways which are part physical and part spiritual.
Yes, I am happy to hear those words. But might I suggest that rather than use the word we, that you use the word I, and try to find how your own energy has been utilized in this lifetime.
Yes, and I neglected to use the word love on loving people. That's very important.
It is indeed most important, because without the love energy, all else is insignificant. You understand that, all my dear friends? Yes. It is, I might say, and call the ultimate energy that we all possess. But it is not always used wisely. And it is important that each one of you recognizes the power that you each as individuals have when you use the love energy that you possess. But even more so when it is used for spiritual purposes. Would you wish to elaborate, my friend, on your own energy?
Sarah? Do you want to elaborate?
Still with the gentleman.
I'm sorry.
My own energy. Yes, my own energy is, as I see it, striving to reach out and to bond with people. To express my love, to express knowledge, and passing that on to the best of my ability.
Yes. We will leave it there, and I will make comments when each of you have spoken. Would anyone wish to speak?
I feel that this lifetime I have, my energy has been a lot to do with communication, and I think I am trying to refine my communication, and it seems that what I learn I then try to pass on to others. My spiritual process like my own personal one, I then sometimes share that with other people. And communication in art forms as well. With music, I try to write songs that contain messages, which have to do with my process as well. So I think I'm learning and teaching at the same time.
Yes.
This lifetime.
Yes. Good. Anyone else, please?
I don't think I can be too specific about mine, but I think I've got a generally calming, sort of peaceful energy, but I don't really know very specifically at this stage how I sort of affect the world.
Affected the world through teaching. I've done a lot of school teaching in my life, and I've learned a lot from that, particularly in the last few years. In learning compassion more, I hope I'm learning compassion, I'm trying to see other people's point of view. I'm hoping that I'm giving that out and influencing other people in that way as well. And trying to avoid the sort of reactions that I used to give, and to sit back and think, well, what is the reason behind this? Why do these things happen? Why do people behave the way they do? And in trying to understand and share ideas about these matters with other people, I hope that I'm influencing the world in a positive way there. I certainly feel as though I'm getting better at mastering impatience. I think I have been an impatient person by disposition. And again, I'm improving in that respect. I'm hoping that I can help other people in the same way. Yes.
It is always important that you transmute energies.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
That I'm changing quite a lot at the moment, but I think my change to helping other people, to passing my love on to other people, was at the time when I had the children. I began to understand other people a little bit better, and I think now with your teaching I'm understanding people better. I think my energy is going to become more and more, I feel passing on your words that you've given us is a very important part of my existence now. And I hope that my energies, I feel that my energies are going in quite a lot to that now. And in that way, that should help the world just by passing on your words.
I think for myself, I probably started to help in a small way through meeting Les and his wife, and then you started to come with your teaching. So I've been able to talk to other people about it. Some have accepted, some not. But I hope that that is the way that perhaps I was able to help the people on the planet.
Yes. Thank you.
I just feel that having come to this group, I've learned an awful lot of patience. Understanding other people's problems, I try to help wherever I can when there's a problem. And I just feel happy all the time, which is rather nice.
Yes, and so you see once again, my dear friends, how each individual has their own ways to go forward in life. And yet you are speaking about the same kind of energy. As spiritually you are unfolding, the realization is coming to you through your own quiet times and with my few words I have given to you. You begin to realize that you are more than just a physical and a spiritual being. The gentleman correctly said, not only does he feel that he gives of himself, but also he receives. That too you must recognize, because in giving, you are receiving. We have spoken that like attracts like, and as you give, you will receive. This you all know and understand full well. But what you are, my dear friend, is energy which continues to expand, not only in places like this where you gather, but as you recognize to all those people and places that you have passed on your knowledge. And so the energy of your words grow. And as you do so, the love energy within you expands. But remember, you are like waves of energy that reaches out to our world, where always there is connection. Therefore, as you give out, you are received, and it is given back to you tenfold. And as this happens, you can imagine all of your universe is flooded with the love energy. That is your contribution, not only to your planet, but to the whole of the cosmos. No matter what your purpose is this lifetime, you must remember it is the love energy which is important. As the lady said last time, the smile, the nod of the head, the shake of the hand, the kindness within the eyes, all of these are love energies. So, my dear friends, visualize how many times in your lifetime that these small things have occurred. And only then will you begin to have some idea of how much you have contributed. You have knowledge now, because that has been your choice. But there have been times in all of your lives when the knowledge was not there, but still the love energy within you grew and was nurtured, not only by yourselves, but by those who influenced you. So do you begin to see the pattern of your lives?
Yes.
Never are you one unit. You, as you collect here, you are united. But you are united with all of us in our world, all of those people who have known you in times gone by. Still, the energy and love connection remains. Now do you begin to form a larger picture of what you are about?
We carry a collective responsibility in this respect.
Yes.
All mankind.
Yes.
It's nice when you can smile to a stranger or give way to somebody in a car or something and you get a positive reaction back. It makes you feel very good.
Very good.
It makes you want to do it again and again.
Yes. But do not forget the time when you have helped those strangers who could not smile back to you.
Mm-hmm.
In those times of trouble, when humankind was in the depths of despair, and each one of you have encountered dark times in your lives. Because that also is a purpose in your lives. Remember that all things are positive and negative. You cannot separate them. So now, I hope I have explained a little more as to the positive energies that you all exude. And it is not only to do with this knowledge that you have attained this time.
But when knowledge of this energy is more widely known, the world has to become a better place.
Yes. And slowly, slowly, that side of thinking, that side of knowledge is becoming more widespread within your world. But this you know, my dear friends, I do not have to put it into words for you.
So what was that?
Our energies are expanding. What about the people who are miserable, who are perhaps not doing the things they ought to do? The energy that they have created would stay static.
Yes. Never static, no, but restricted.
Right.
Never static. Mm. Energy cannot be static.
No.
But yes, those people who are in the depths of despair and who need the love energy to lift them. Yes, the energy is restricted for that time that they are within that darkness of light.
There are so many people on prescribed drugs and medication, which does have the effect of making them depressed. This is a physical thing, but it seems to make many people depressed.
And after all, you cannot separate the spirit and the physical whilst you are in this world. Each has an effect upon the other.
Yes, this artificial way of accidentally making people depressed seems very sad and something of our times.
Yes, but your world finds it all too easy to deal with people in this way. They are not looking within. They are not seeing the whole picture. And it is too simple to say that you must take these chemicals which are not natural to the human being, but sometimes necessary.
Yes, it is a fault that we tend to treat symptoms with chemicals instead of getting down to the root cause.
Yes, and always there is a reason why the soul is in the state that it is in. I have told you on many, many occasions that each one of you are responsible for this housing of the spirit, this framework which covers the spirit. And always people find this most difficult to accept. But as you well know, my dear friends, the power of your thought can change mountains. But this knowledge is not widespread amongst your physicians. It is available to them, but they choose on the most part to ignore it. There are those leaders within the medical profession who are leading the way, who are showing that mankind is more than a physical body. It takes time, but slowly we are seeing changes. And so it must be. But you, my friends, who have knowledge, who know all truth, if you wish to seek for it, those of you who feel the love and support of spirit as you enter this meeting place, you have the knowledge to be completely well and whole as a spiritual being. It is a great responsibility, I know, but it is your choice.
I think the choice, you can pass the message on to people who are ill, to perhaps use their power of thought to heal themselves, to help themselves, but they won't listen.
Yes.
So that's...
There is nothing you can do. You can offer comfort. You can offer your words of help and advice. But because of their free will, it will determine to how they act upon your words. But you have done what you must in giving of your energy, and you can do no more. I know it gladdens your heart when you have a response to what you give. But what you cannot see, my dear friend, is the energy of light which is given off by you at these times. None of you can see your spiritual life. Perhaps in time to come, you may become more aware within this room. But I have to say, there is beauty in your light. And I speak for all of you.
Thank you.
I am not saying you are perfect human beings. But I am saying that your spirit does shine forth.
Thank you.
It gives you a little more to consider and to think about, I hope. To see yourself as pure energy and how that energy interacts with all who come your way and with those you cannot see. Please do not forget them. Because they are a big part of your unfoldment. I hope you understand my words this time.
Yes. Thank you.
I feel this time, because of the serenity around you, that I take my leave, and that perhaps you go on a quiet meditative journey. If one of you would like to take you, then I feel it would be beneficial for you all to go on a journey to meet those close who guard and protect and love you always. Go on a journey to the inner temple of your spirit and see who will meet you within. Would someone like to do this? Until we meet next time, my dear friends, know that my energy encircles you.
Thank you.
It's a cool evening, it's been a warm day, the sun is setting, and across the blue water. The water's very calm. And it's a lovely mid-blue shade. And it's just gently lapping on the shore. The waves are very gentle. And the sun's setting and the sky is completely streaked with a beautiful rose pink. You're almost mesmerized by the beautiful colors that you see, the pink as it meets the blue water on the horizon. And as you walk, you absorb these colors. And it adds to the feeling of calmness and upliftment too. As you keep on walking and the sand becomes a little grassy and you come to a stone structure. It's just a bit of crumbling stone in a circle shape. And you decide to sit in the centre of this circle. And while you're sitting in the circle, you can look out to see stone and you can see the beautiful colours. And the pink is deepening, it's getting darker, a beautiful rose shade. And as you sit, you become aware there are those close to you, guides, there with you. And you thank them for being with you. And you feel a oneness with them. Joyous, beautiful serenity and experience of the colours and the stillness and the beauty that surrounds you. And you know that whatever you are feeling, they are with you. Guiding you and inspiring you to always to be the highest and the best that you can be. Achievement with your guides, you decide to slowly wend your way back across the sandy dunes. Back to where you started your walk. And you feel enriched and you feel more confident and sure that you always have the help and guidance that you need. It's always with you. And you just try to attune yourself to it. this life, in this world. And you feel very, very lucky indeed to have this knowledge.